Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi-de-ho, friends! Welcome back to another episode of the Bobby Wonder Show. Thrilled to have you back today. Hopefully, gravity doesn't get reversed again. That sure was a doozy. I did enjoy flying in the air, but not the falling part. Lucy Wow's many inventions always leave me surprised and oftentimes injured. Wonder what she's cooked up today. Ooh, cooking? Anyone cooking anything? I sure could use some spaghetti with fried cream puffs right about now.
Spaghetti and fried cream puffs, Grabstack? Really? That's an interesting combination.
Don't knock it till you try it, Bobby Wonder.
Actually, I don't know why I'm questioning what you would eat. You eat everything.
That I do. So, Bobby Wonder, what does today bring for us?
Well, Grabstack, today is a very unique day here in Pflugerville.
Is it? Why is that?
Today is a starless night.
A starless night? What does that even mean?
It means exactly what it sounds like.
A night full of non-famous people? I won't be attending then. I'm a star, as you know.
No, Grabstack. Today in Pflugerville, an odd phenomenon is occurring where all the stars in the sky go dark, so the sky will look as if there are no stars tonight.
Oh, a starless night. I see. But why?
There's some scientific reason, but let's just leave that to the scientists.
Good enough for me.
Yes, so get ready for a really dark night tonight. It'll be hard to see anything. The moon won't even be out.
But with all the stars dark and no moon, how will we see anything?
I can answer that question for you, Grabstack.
Lucy Wow.
That's right. It's Lucy Wow, your favorite inventor slash tinkerer here in Pflugerville.
Now, Lucy Wow, what are you doing over here? Not causing any more gravity hijinks, are you?
No, my reverso machine is safely tucked away in my big red barn. But I have something else that is sure to excite you both.
Is it a fried cream puff?
No, something even better than that.
Hard to beat a fried cream puff, but I'll reserve my judgment.
What is it, Lucy Wow?
Tonight, we shall be having a starless night.
Yes, I know. I was just telling Grabstack about it.
We're not going to be able to see anything in the sky once the sun sets.
Yes, you will.
We will?
Yes, because tonight is the perfect night for me to finally showcase all of the new fireworks I've been working on.
Fireworks?
Yes, fireworks. I've been working on all sorts of different fireworks styles and colors in my barn, and tonight we can finally showcase all of them off.
I love fireworks, especially the big ones that sparkle and crackle as they explode. This is a wonderful idea, Lucy.
I know. Plus, I thought that you two could even design your own fireworks as well. And then we can put on a big show tonight for all of Pflugerville.
Amazing idea.
Clear some space. I need to add firework designer to my resume right now.
How will you fit it on there, Grabstack? Your resume is already 3 pages long.
It'll fit.
Come on, you two. Let's head back to my barn. Kapow and Lenore are readying all the equipment for the fireworks.
So, Lucy is working with fireworks, you know, safe? Not that I'm scared or anything.
Well, no, not regular fireworks. To everyone listening to this podcast, do not, I repeat, do not handle or play with fireworks on your own. It is not safe. My fireworks are somewhat different.
Different? What do you mean?
Well, I've managed to invent a different kind of firework. A firework that isn't explosive or destructive, but one that still erupts with color, sound, and visual effects, but not the burning fire.
So, it's not exactly a firework?
No, you'll see. Here we are.
A feast!
Bob, are you seeing all of this? Mangoes and tomatoes and grapes and blueberries and more. A feast among feasts, I do declare! Bobby, Grabstack, welcome to our firework feast.
Food is fuel, not food.
Excuse what, Lenore? Did you say this food is not for eating? But why?
Lenore is right, Grabstack. All these food items are the secret anti-fire fuel to my not-so-explosive fireworks.
You mean all these different fruits are used to make the fireworks?
Exactly. We make our elaborate designs, grind them up for color, combine them with my secret and safe ignition chemicals, and voila! We have created fireworks.
So, not even one bite of all this food?
No, not one bite.
Oh, shucks.
Now it's time to design your fireworks. Pick the fruits based on the colors you want, then we will design the shape, the sound effects, and any special other secrets.
This calls for some music. You know I can play music out of my butt.
I want something blue, of course, and dazzling and sparkling and huge.
Grab some blueberries. All the fireworks I've already created are out in the front yard, ready to go off for tonight. So once we're done with yours, we can add them to the pile. Grabstack, you're just standing there. Don't you want to design a firework?
I do, but I just can't help myself. All this food and no one eating it. It's just so hard for me. It's bringing to the surface a monologue I once performed about a race car driver who could never touch a race car again. I think if I perform that monologue now, it'll help everyone move on from this and not be so sad.
No one's sad, Grabstack. In fact, I just finished my first firework.
Well done, Bobby. A classic blue sparkler firework. For your next one, you should mix it up.
Oh, I plan to. This pineapple and dragon fruit will make a spellbinding combination.
So, just to be clear, no one wants to hear this monologue?
Here, Grabstack, I'll help you with your first firework. Let's make it orange and red. Pick some oranges and red apples, and now come over here to this workstation.
Oh, all right.
Grind down these fruits.
If you insist. Oh, this is pretty fun. And fragrant.
Shh, don't give away another secret to my fireworks. Not only can you see and hear them, but when they go off, they smell delicious too.
Smell-tastic fruit explosive fireworks? You really are a genius, Lucy Wow.
I know.
Now, let me tell you my grand idea for my firework.
Let's hear it.
'Tis a secret.
Oh, my. Quite ambitious.
That's me. I'm Grabstack, an ambitious actor, writer, director, real estate agent, business owner, stock connoisseur, stylist, actor, and now firework designer.
This is gonna be good.
Ooh-wee. Who knew designing fireworks with fruit instead of eating it could be such a hoot? Y'all are gonna lose it when you see the fireworks I'm creating. It'll be like nothing you've ever seen grace the starless skies before. Now, let's take a break. I need more time to work. You cannot rush perfection. Come back and be ready to be amazed.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. I've just finished up designing 13 different Lucy Wowified fireworks. The colors, designs, and sounds I added into each creation are one of a kind, and I can't wait for the show tonight. Is it not time yet?
All right, I'm done with my final firework. That was so much fun.
I'm glad you two enjoyed making these special fireworks. Now it's time to showcase them all. Let's add your fireworks to the pile in the front yard.
What is it?
All the fireworks we created earlier, they're gone!
Are you sure they're gone? It's hard to see anything out here. You weren't joking when you said the starless night was dark. Ouch! Sorry, Lenore, didn't see you there.
Alien Boo Boo Bop.
Here, let me adjust my flashlight eyes.
Flashlight eyes?
Oh, yes. Lucy Wow recently gave me some updates. Now, in addition to throwing up nuts and bolts and playing music out of my butt, I can now turn my eyes into flashlights.
And look, the fireworks. They are indeed gone. Ugh, who could have taken our fireworks?
How rude of someone to take fireworks on a starless night. We can't even see where they could be hidden. How are we gonna find them?
My fireworks!
I'm guessing that's who took the fireworks.
Hurry, we must find them and take back the fireworks. Everyone, grab on.
Kapow, Lenore, you stay here and watch the barn. Okay, let's go, Bobby.
The fireworks came from over here, above the Pflugerville forest. It was a yellow and green domed one.
One of my first fireworks! We have to catch the culprit!
The flying's not so bad, but prepare yourself for the crash, Lucy!
Over here.
Huh? No crash? I guess it only happens when Bobby's flying with just me. Is that banana delicious?
Yes, look here. The residue of the firework. Banana and lime. Come out, thief!
They're not here anymore.
That came from over Pflugerville Ocean. Hurry, Bobby, fly us over there!
Another firework explosion. That one came in the opposite direction over Pflugerville Peak.
Whoever stole the fireworks has split up.
Sounds like something Mighty Mila and Robozuki would do.
Well, they're wasting all my fireworks. We must stop them.
We've made it to the beach.
Here comes the crash. What? No crash again? Well, I guess I won't complain, but... this time it smells like raspberries and strawberries.
Of course it does. Did you see that one? It was a red and pink spiral firework. I was really proud of that one. Bobby, we have to get them back.
Wait, there's a pattern to this trail of fireworks. If we pay attention for a second, maybe we can predict where the next one will be and beat the culprit to it.
That's a smart idea, Bobby. Let's see.
That one came from over the Pflugerville Lake.
And that one was down by the boardwalk.
the park.
Down on Main Street?
I'm not seeing any sort of pattern.
I know where to go.
Huh? You do? Where?
To the sky. The fireworks have been going off in a crisscross pattern around town, and both patterns are leading to one place, the center of town, the town square. Aha! Unhand those fireworks, fiend.
Excuse me? Who is talking to me, the mayor, like that?
The mayor?
Oh, is that Bobby Wonder, that precocious blue-haired boy who thinks he's a superhero?
He is a superhero.
Oh, and Lacey, that annoying inventor girl.
It's Lucy, and you took my fireworks.
Fireworks? What? Oh, I thought this was a bag full of voting ballots. What? Fireworks?
Don't worry, they aren't dangerous.
What are you doing with these fireworks, Mayor?
I don't know. It's so dang dark out, I can't tell where I even am. Is this Pflugerville? Is this the town I'm the mayor of? I came out here to get something, and now I have a bag of fireworks. The only light around here is that flashing red light atop the gazebo.
Flashing red light?
Robozuki! We should have known!
Way to give away our hiding spot, Robozuki.
Mighty Mila, I should have known you were behind this.
Behind what? Bringing a little light and cheer to Pflugerville on a dark night?
With my fireworks?
I thought you wanted me to showcase your work. Gotta hand it to you, Lucy. Fireworks that smell like fruit? A great invention. I lit them up all over town so everyone could see your work.
You wanted to help showcase my fireworks?
Yeah. I mean, I was a little bored too, but now everyone in town has definitely seen them.
And heard them.
And smelled them.
Thanks, I guess. Next time ask before taking off with my fireworks.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Hey, have you seen all those fireworks around town?
Yeah. Why does everything smell like fruit? I like it.
Is that the mayor holding a bag of voter ballots?
Luce, I think now's about the perfect time for the grand finale. Time to show all of Pflugerville a great show.
Great idea, Bobby. I'll have Kapow and Lenore set off you and Grabstack's fireworks, too. Okay, Robozuki, do the honors. Light them up!
I thought you said they weren't dangerous. This is a flagrant violation of... It's all so amazing.
Look! Look! There are my fireworks over there!
Is that spelling out a word? B? A? B? For Bobby? Oh, Grabstack, you shouldn't have.
No, it's spelling something longer. Bug... Banana!
Oh. It's so beautiful! Fireworks spelling out the word banana!
Very creative, Grabstack. I should have guessed that.
Now that, my friends, was a fireworks show.
Tonight was a feast for the eyes, ears, and nose. Not so much the mouth. No, I'm not bitter about not getting to eat all that fruit. It's okay, it's okay. I'm fine. Anywho, Lucy finding a way to make safe, kid-friendly scented fireworks made from fruit? Wow, that's something I would have never thought of. Lucy Wow is really something else. What will she invent next? Can't wait to find out. But after all those fireworks, I need a nap. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Alrighty, well, thanks for listening. Until next time, bye!
Go Kid Go!
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story. So when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.